Representative, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you're calling this green to gold legislation. Explain specifically what you hope it will do.
Well, basically, it's a revolving loan fund for alternative energy, green manufacturing, which includes wind, solar, advanced battery, biomass. The intention is to create good-paying jobs with good benefits.
And then the loans would eventually be paid back to the state.
Yeah, it's a revolving loan fund. So, yes, they have to pay back, and the companies will be checked to make sure that that they are producing those jobs. And if they don't, then their interest rate does increase.
What do you think this kind of legislation could mean for Michigan?
Well, I mean, we have skilled workers, and we have companies that need to diversify. I think we are in a manufacturing state, and this is a huge growth industry. The annual market for environmental products and services is projected to double by 2020. So we need companies that are producing new products, and so we're trying to, this is supposed to give a boost to that sector.
Now, Governor Snyder has focused on policies that he thinks are good for the economic climate in the state. How do you plan to convince him that this is a good plan?
Because it's in an industry that has a lot of growth potential. It's the third largest sector for venture capital investment. So the venture capitalists think that it's has a lot of promise, and it makes us more independent of foreign oil.
You have support from the Michigan State AFL-CIO unions and environmentalist groups such as the Sierra Club.
Right.
But without Republican support in the legislature, this won't move forward because, of course, they have majorities. Have you gotten any feedback or support from Republicans in the House?
This is just starting. We're going to be working on that. But I can tell you that, well, at my press conference yesterday in Muskegon, we had 9 alternative energy companies that showed up and said, this will really help us. So I think that will be good information for them to prove that there is interest and there is need. We'll be moving forward on that. And yes, obviously we will have to get Republican support.
Representative Marsha Hovey Wright is a Democrat. She represents the 92nd House District. Representative, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.